start. This is the Yorkville Public Library board meeting. Can we have a roll call, please?
Yes. Chacon is absent. Crawford?
Here.
Dennis?
Here.
Forrestal?
Here.
Garcia?
Yes.
Hedman?
Here.
LaChance is absent. Rodriguez?
Here.
And Walter?
Here.
Okay. So, let's see. Recognition visitors. So we have Shelley and Dixie here. And we have our library director, Lisa. Are there any amendments to the agenda? Can anybody, can we take a few minutes, look over the minutes and approve them?
Dennis?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Okay. Do we have any correspondence?
We did get a thank you card from a patron that attended the Tom Sharp program, the Mannheim Senior Room, and thanking us for bringing the program. So kudos to Shelley for setting that up. And there's pictures on Facebook.
Great. Any staff comment? All right. And the treasurer's not here. Let's get back to me.
Back to you. Put on your treasurer's hat.
All right. So if everybody could peruse. See if there's any questions about financials.
This is our new lease on Hamilton?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Okay, so back on that about the server warranty, I'll see if it's able to be put back on warranty. So you can buy care packs.
5 years.
Yeah.
Probably good to be looking at it again soon anyway.
Yeah.
So the HVAC repair service calls are for the 2 times we had a power outage. Is that right?
3 times.
3 times.
In February?
Mm. I've been watching to see what they do. So, which possibly being able to troubleshoot it before we call them. And so I can call in Dixie, because usually Dixie's here or I'm here. We're both not gone at the same time.
Oh, these are the repair calls you talked about. Man, we need to go to, what is it, Trico? Oh, they know, that's the...
It's a Trico.
What in the wrong business?
We keep giving them all the money.
If it's, what, to which button is it pushing?
How long are they here for this amount of money you give them?
It's a minimum, it's a minimum. The bill I got was for $500, which I questioned. It was $125 a person. And it was 2 people. So I questioned why 2 people had to come out.
To push buttons.
So the next time one person came, and they said.
So they, wait a minute.
We have to.
They came out to reset it? It wasn't like broken, they had to take things apart? And
things have to be reset when the outage is. We also discovered that the new flow switch was defective. So Beery Plumbing came out and replaced that under warranty because it was just replaced. But Trico discovered that it was a faulty switch.
How long are they here, though, when they come?
There's probably a minimum fee, though.
A minimum 2 hours.
Yeah.
Minimum.
It doesn't even matter.
Same thing with one. Christian came out today, 2 hours minimum.
These details.
They were here less than an hour.
This way, we're about to need to hire a general contractor who just works in
to work for us. the other trick is you want them to come before 3 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I never have them come after 3 because
it's time and a half after 3.
Although we had to have the plumber come this past week after 3 because we had a plumbing issue.
Oh, you need a plumber.
Right here. Yeah. So he's coming back this week to do preventive maintenance on a couple of pipes that are about to go.
They're old. The ones on this side, yeah.
This building was built in the 70s, if I remember right.
Okay.
Make a motion that we pay our bills. Accounts payable in the amount of $21,913.07. Two payroll periods for a total of $36,716.84 for a total of $58,629.91.
I'll second it.
Dennis?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
And Crawford?
Yes.
We did a background check on you. They're everything.
We have the report of the library director.
Okay. Due to extreme weather conditions, primarily storms in February, we experienced 3 power outages. These outages had an effect on our HVAC system, the fire panel, and computer server, resulting in the need for service calls to reset the system. Trico came out 3 times. Sound Incorporated had to come to reset the video system, and a part of the server crashing had to be replaced. Commonwealth Edison came out quickly twice to assess the reason for the outages and identified it as a problem in our building. The city was very responsive to our needs and sent staff to help, primarily because the facility manager is shared between Northfield and Oswego, and he came out to work with ComEd to try to identify the problem. It was decided that a consultant electrical contractor would come out, which was last week. He came out at 7 in the morning to run some tests on our breaker because it was thought that ComEd said that it wasn't their issue. There was something with our breaker. They came out to test the breaker, and what they did was they adjusted the sensitivity of the main breaker. But the consultants felt that ComEd, the transformer, is the incoming power may be the issue. So the facility manager contacted ComEd, and he did a help ticket to install an electrical reader to monitor the incoming voltage. So the city has taken the lead on trying to identify what our problem is. We haven't heard back as to when that part is going to be installed. But I can say that we never had to close the building due to the outages. We opened at 1 minute till 10 after one of the outages. But we never had to close. If we didn't have power, we were going to still let people come into the front and pick up and drop off. But we got it done. So we had, as I said, the defective flow switch has been replaced. This past week, we had an issue with the plumbing in the dispatch room and a flood there. That was fixed. We're doing preventive maintenance this week. Electrician came out today to fix a burnt out switch.
Floor receptacle.
Mm-hmm. And he also checked the handicap doors. Turned out that was a switch that hadn't been, that was turned off during the outage and wasn't turned back on.
So it was a breaker that was.
So we take notes. We take notes on everything now.
So I'm wondering if there's a way that we can develop a procedure that after a power outage that we can go through some type of checklist prior to calling professionals.
I have that now for the HVAC system. Okay. What to check. It's on my Rolodex.
Okay.
Dixie knows where it is. As to which buttons to look at the fault.
And the city sends somebody over.
Yeah.
And he was the one that
He's the one that flipped the breakers.
Mm-hmm. So we had power.
Okay. We started a program in children's, inviting children's authors to come out and read their books. And then the kids paint the windows, welcoming the author. One of the authors, Julie Klein, when I met her, I said, well, maybe she was doing portraits previously for real estate agents of homes before they sold to give to the new homeowners. And jokingly said, maybe you'll do a print of the library. Well, she did.
Oh.
And donated it. So this is the, and we'll put it upstairs with all the photographs of the building. She did this, I'll pass it around. And what we would like to do with this is have note cards printed up so that when we have to send a thank you card, they will have note cards, and then when it's time to redo the library cards, we may want to have our library card have the picture. So it was very nice that she did that. Okay, Tom Sharp was here, as I said, from for Mannheim Steamroller. Over 100 people were in attendance. This week is Traveling World of Reptiles. We're expecting a large program. Over 100 people. We're even going to have staff up in the loft to view the program. If you've got kids, or we're promoting this for family program. Okay, we hired a new clerk, library clerk. It's a man. Brad, we now have a male on staff. It's part of our diversifying. Plus, we even called him on a Sunday. He came out and shoveled the snow. he's a career changer. He's in the LPA program at College DuPage. He works at Naperville Library, and he's working for us now. And eventually, I'd like for him to take over the men's book club at night. Very nice man, very talented, and we will put his skills to use.
All right.
Library operations, department managers are starting to do performance evaluations. I'm working on updating the personnel files and other library files in administrative offices. The certification for the library has been submitted to the state library. I'm working with Jeanette on developing programs for teens. Tomorrow we're having a teen game day. We have a financial program that Shelley developed in April, but we're marketing it to the teens as well. We're working with the health educator to bring a youth empowerment program called Fit and Chill. That's going to be in April, and we will talk about that at next month's board meeting because we will have had two sessions already. And a program on interviewing for teens in June. I read that the state of Illinois and Iowa are both considering making mental health education part of the school curriculum because of a high increase in suicides for teens. So that's where we are.
It's already part of ours. They hired social workers for every school in that, and they wrote a curriculum, and they all did the... They used to try to do an advisory, and they said advisory wasn't long enough, so they go into like a full period class every few weeks. They rotate all the social workers, the psychologists, and the guidance counselors are all like part of one team, and they...
That's good.
Because, I mean, like you said, the data...
There's an increase.
Yeah, well, at all the schools.
The program will be, it's going to be in the afternoon right after school for 1 hour on Mondays with the health educator. He's also a physical fitness expert, teaching them stress techniques, exercise, and that'll be on Mondays. Then on Thursday, that's the fit part. The chill part will be on Thursdays. Jeanette's going to work with the group to do journaling, expressing their feelings, coloring, different techniques she's going to do with the group. It's going to be, we would prefer that they stay through the whole program, but we're also marketing it. You can come to one, you can come to all of them to see what kind of response. So hopefully by the next board meeting, Jeanette and I will talk about where we are with it. But the person's someone that lives in the community. He's doing teen fitness with the Park District. He's got a program with the Park District.
That's good.
And he's got teenagers himself. He's got 5 kids. And he's committed to helping the teen population. So we'll see where we go with this.
What time is that? What time? After, you said it's after school?
Yeah, what, 2:45 to 3:45?
Oh, so like they could come
right
here.
Right after school. We did have a movie. Nobody showed up. I think it was because it was an older movie. It was for teens, but I think it was because it was an older movie. It was 13 going on 30. The old Jennifer's Barbie movie. I was suggesting the movie 8th Grade.
I've heard of that one, but I haven't.
But it's rated R, so.
Yeah. It's kind of scary.
Yeah.
A lot of the movies. Well, and it's just a different age. Like, when I go to take them, they've all seen it. Like, they see stuff so quickly. Mm-hmm. They don't see it legally. And they see it before you. I'm like, the DVD's not even out yet. Yeah, but I saw that last week.
Well, we are going to have during spring break, the escape room where the kids can... We're going to do that during spring break. Okay. And then we're working... The Friends authorized the money to buy a kit to do a murder mystery with the team. So we'll see where we... go with that. But we are working towards the goals that the board has assigned, so we're moving forward.
Cool. Okay. Let's see. Cities, no, it's not present. Standing committees. Well, we just had one for finance, and I think that was it. Anything any others? I met during the past month.
I'm number 4.
Okay, unfinished business. Revised quotes for purchase of computer equipment.
So again, I apologize, I haven't been able to be here. My travel schedule hasn't lined up. But what I did do is I reached out to the CDW rep that prepared kind of the previous quote and just had some conversation with him about options. There were really two areas that I found savings in conversation with them. One, they were just using kind of straight pricing, no discounts available. There's different pricing programs they can put projects under. He was able to move us under a government program that he had access to get us different pricing, and that saved probably about $20 to $30 per computer off that. And then we just looked at the configuration a little bit, adjusting it kind of more towards a standard business-use computer. So, you know, dropped the processor down a little bit. He had some memory upgrades that weren't needed. And then we actually switched it over to basically a different type of storage drive, which will greatly improve performance. So the end result, we're saving about $3,000 over the previous quote, and we should have better performing computers than what was quoted on the last quote. So I feel good with this pricing. You know, if you were to do these configurations on their website, you'd see that we're getting better than kind of standard pricing on it, and these configurations should last for years to come as far as the resources available in them. And there are abilities to upgrade them down the road if need arises, but I don't foresee that being an issue.
And these quotes are for 30 days?
They're for as long as we need them. So, I mean, typically CDW writes their quotes for 30 days, but if you go back, they'll just issue a new one. So, one thing that did come up with the rep, and this is probably something we might want to circle back with Lloyd on, is he did recommend different configurations and kind of, he had said that in the conversation with Lloyd, he had felt that the configuration that was being asked for was not ideal for our use, and for some reason there was still a persistence on that needing to be the configuration. So he was actually happy we followed up with him directly to be able to look at other options. So so I don't know kind of what the push from Lloyd was to necessarily require the configuration that he was asking for, but I feel like CDW would have probably recommended something different if they were given the opportunity to recommend it directly.
I think when I asked him about that, he said it was because of cost. He was trying to keep the cost down.
Yeah, this is way more than last one. The one that last one. Both.
So I feel good about this. I feel good about the pricing. CDW is a good vendor. They're local. Mm-hmm. I'm Chicago, so if we have issues, we can reach out to them.
But we're getting these prices based on the fact that we're piggybacking off of your...
Not at all, no.
Not at all?
No, these are just straight. Because we're a library, they were able to get us on a government pricing program. So.
Okay.
Not with CDW, yeah. So that's why this is a good option, too, because we have this pricing accessible. Down the road, we need more computers or whatnot. So, yeah.
So if this is approved and we order it, do we go through you, or...?
Well, you can. You can go right to... his name's on here. I think it's on the second page, but the rep at CDW that quoted
it.
It has a customer number and a quote number, so.
Yeah, but there's a rep. I got his information. Okay. But yeah, I mean, I can certainly tell him to move forward if you want me to, but okay. Otherwise, it's the same person Lloyd worked with. Okay. That's who I followed up with. And just
yeah, and all the information is right here.
Yep.
So
I'll make a motion that we purchase the computer equipment with the quote that's been provided to us.
Need to say how much.
Say how much?
For $11,514.92.
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?
No.
Roll call. Right.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Okay, great. So we're now on to new business. So approving the early closing for staff training.
That would be this Friday, March 15th. We would close at 1 p.m. for our staff training.
We did it the last time. We did it the last time.
Yeah. When was last time?
A couple months ago, he did it. That was when they had the guy come in.
Yes, but you have to approve it.
Yeah, I know.
I moved to approve.
I know. I know. I'm just saying.
For staff training.
And I will second.
Thank you.
I was just looking. Yeah, we did it. Mm-hmm.
That would be an all in favor.
All in favor.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Good. Eyes have.
Lisa, can I ask a question? Do you feel like there's any, today is Monday and closing on Friday, that we didn't give the public enough notice?
If we posted it, haven't we, Shelley?
Posted on our website.
Oh, it is posted. Yeah. I didn't know if you were waiting for us to approve it to do that. So you've already told people it's going to be closed. Because I was like, that, we should have thought that a little earlier. I was like, we should have approved this back in February. But okay, you have. I was like, it's less than 5 days. I would hate
to just
be
fine. It's just a formality.
Okay.
Just on the record.
Can we do, in the future, like, know the dates and maybe approve, like, all of them ahead of time?
We usually go by the school calendar too, because we have a number of staff members that work at school, so we try to do a Friday when there's a school club when they're not at school. So
that's not this Friday. Oh, I was like, we get out early next Friday, but that's not this Friday.
One second.
All right, power outages and troubleshooting the problem.
I think I talked about it a little bit during the director's report, but basically we're going to wait till ComEd installs electric reader and we get a report back. Mm-hmm. But I had put this on the agenda in case we had to allocate funds to replace the breaker, and it doesn't look like we're going to have to do that.
So when you call the electrician, or call the city, send the electrician over, right? Is that what's been happening, or who's been coming over? City electrician?
He replaces light bulbs, and he came over because I called Bart, on his cell phone, and said, we need help over here. So Glenn, who works for the city, came over and flipped all the breaker switches and got the power back on. But the issue was we were losing power. Mm-hmm. And we couldn't figure out what was tripping the breaker to make us lose the power.
Mm-hmm. So then you had to call the electrician as well?
Well, the city electrician came over and flipped all the switches and got the power back on.
Oh, is that who replaced the floor receptacle? And the other? Right, so we had to call another electrician on top of the city.
No, that was the plumbing people. Well, that was Trico came out to reset everything. They found out the flow switch needed to be replaced. But the power issue of losing power, they were trying to, we called ComEd.
Right.
They ended up, the facility manager from Yorkville came, and they identified to hire the electrical contractor to come out to run the test on the breaker to see was it the breaker issue. And it wasn't the breaker. Well, they did adjust the sensitivity of the main breaker. That might have been part of it. But they're also put the, what's called the electronic reader to monitor the incoming voltage.
So we had to pay someone to do that test for us?
So when the electrician from the city comes out and looks and resets the breakers...
We don't pay for that.
I know that, but... Does he go up to, like, the HVAC system up to a certain point and check the breaker system for that? Or do we just say, call Trico or call...
When there's an alert on the HVAC system, the red light over by the CERT department comes on, which is an alarm that something's going on. I'm starting to learn the computer system where I can go to the computer and see where the alarms are. And if it says it's the boiler, then I know now to go up where to check. And it says fault. Was it fault? Mm-hmm. Then it says it's And there's a button you can hit to reset it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There's three different boxes that we know of now.
For
the air handlers, we can just go push a button to reset.
And then with the boiler, it's taking the plate off and hitting the button that's inside the plate. So
what would be?
On the boiler. It's just the outside plate.
Just safety.
No, it's just one button. You open the plate with, and then just hit the one button.
I mean, like an access door? When you say plate or what?
It's just a cover. We're not. I mean, Dixie used to go flip the chiller.
Yeah, he used to do the 480, which is
But I mean, we're trying to learn what we can so that we're not paying these.
Right.
Outrageous.
And then the other thing is I'm questioning the bills I get. Plus, staff knows that when someone comes in the building to call me, because I look to see what time they come and what time they leave. And they, you know, I want to talk to them before they leave to see what did they do.
Right.
So it's not just, I'm not just paying the bills.
Thank you.
No, that $1,200 hurts. I'm like, I bet they were here for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
They came in here and flipped something, and they got paid $1,200. Because it was the power outage that caused that, right? The reset for the HVAC?
Yep.
So I bet it was a reset.
But now we've got Steve, the facility manager for the city, that, you know, I could call him if it's something. But when the light comes, the red light comes on, that means it's a problem.
But this last go around, it was all because the power issues.
Right.
It was a fun week that we the power went out. And then,
oh my gosh.
I think that's common for safety switch that they do that anytime there's a power interruption.
Mm-hmm. The red light will come on.
And so it doesn't, like your equipment doesn't set hurt on and off. But when the building was turned over, that someone should have been trained on all that.
Yeah.
And they usually videotape it. For a government job, it's usually required to be videotaped.
Well, for a building this size, isn't there usually an on-staff facilities manager that takes care of
this? Here I am.
Well, I was going to say, we probably wouldn't be, but I could see sharing someone, because they wouldn't have enough to do every day.
Like the city, like an engineer would have about 8 buildings of this size.
Yeah.
And they would hit each one every day.
Right.
So does the city have someone who checks their boiler and their HVAC and their...
Well, this is the new facility manager
this
that's
new
shared
guy.
With Oswego.
Okay.
They're
Did
sharing.
That person reset it?
No.
You asked him? He said no?
He doesn't know our system. He doesn't...
See, because you're not in the system.
He hasn't been trained to do it. Mm-hmm.
But I do know the city's also looking at hiring an IT person, which we may want to share some hours there, too. So I'll be talking to Bart about that.
Can we ask this new facilities guy to come over and supervise every maintenance from now on?
I agree.
Yeah,
I like that.
Because the next time you're like, don't call them. I know what they need to do. I'm just saying, like, I'd rather be paying our city than $1,200 to reset something for 15 seconds. Like, mm-hmm. That seems...
Could be more programming and more books and...
Mm-hmm. I think there are going to be times we have to call the people who installed it, who own it, who run it. But flipping switches and resetting
buttons.
Well, certainly, but you know, it doesn't mean that I can call him. He's going to run over here and do it. I mean, he's being shared between Yorkville and Oswego.
Coordinating.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, if we know we're scheduling something, to be like, just so you know, it would be great if you could just to let him know, and so he could be here more, and then over time,
well,
he might feel comfortable.
Well, I have to say that. You know, kudos to Bart, because Bart, you know, I called him on his cell phone and
sent him
up. He was in my office like within the hour, and he had everybody running over here to help us.
I'd be curious too of what his onboarding for the other buildings is like. Is he going through training on their systems with the manufacturers? I mean, is it worth us talking to the city and saying, I'd rather pay Trico to come out and, you know, sit with him and walk through the equipment so he is trained on it.
Mm-hmm. I can put it on my list when I talk to Bart about the IT person. I can bring it up as part of that.
Because
we can call him.
That's you know, teach a man to fish.
Yeah. I was about to say, because I guarantee his hourly rate is going to be cheaper than their minimum 2 hours. Because he's probably going to bill, if he has to be billed, I mean, because he's already being paid, but if he has to be billed, it's going to be way more reasonable than this stuff that they've been charging us for the last couple of weeks.
But to me, that's a good investment in seeing if he would be willing to go through some training on our equipment so he is better capable.
Well, he's taking the lead on the breaker situation, so, I mean, that was a plus for us, because he's an engineering person, and he knows how to talk to ComEd.
That's good.
I'd rather pay $1,200 trying to be trained on that HVAC. That HVAC is like, ugh, gets us.
They love us when I have them show me everything that they're doing. I mean, I'm standing right over them.
Is there a lighting system still? Is there a lighting system?
It's everywhere.
And you can only change the lights, right?
Is our lighting system still controlled out of Colorado?
Oh, I thought it was California.
Or California. Somewhere out west. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Our lighting system is remotely controlled by some outfit that.
What?
In out west.
Yeah.
Why?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
In.
It was part of, it was a
part
I
don't of know.
The energy efficiency, something
or other. Oh, the leads.
When they're, when they're come on, when they go off, et cetera, et cetera.
Kind of, like,
you mean they're not just programmed with a timer?
No. They're programmed with a computer, but the computer is being controlled by
California.
Somebody else in California.
In a different time zone.
I'm confused. Why does the director not get to tell the lights when they should come on and off in your building?
She probably could.
Yeah.
She said it's off money, right?
I didn't even know it was.
She didn't
even know. Now you tell me, right?
Yeah. Then one day the lights go.
We have a new addition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I treat my staff well. I gave a great Valentine's Day gift to the staff. Mm-hmm. We have a salt spreader.
Oh, cool.
Instead of throwing it with the coffee.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And Dixie put it together.
Oh, Dixie.
The other duties as required.
So one other thing on the power is our server and networking equipment on a UPS.
Yes.
Is the battery replaced recently?
Yes.
Okay.
How often?
The
last 2 years.
The last one, well, 2 to 3 years, when they start making noise, that's we buy new ones.
So, with the recent power issues, it hit equipment that was on a UPS.
Yeah. But I think because the power was going off, coming on, going off, coming on.
So it was cycling quite a bit.
Cycling
yeah,
quite a bit.
Hope for that though, so I'm just curious. Whatever.
But it only messed with like the major things, like the HVAC. And, I mean, our computers and everything was fine.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh yeah. Well, when we went up to down for the time that day, okay, we're turning all the computers off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lose some.
I was gonna say, because like copied all that stuff, you worry about with it coming on and off like that.
Okay, new minimum wage law impact on budget.
I think we talked a little bit about how it would affect the budget in the finance committee, but I wanted the board to be aware of what the law is and how it's going to affect the budget.
Mm-hmm. Is this from our lawyer?
No.
No, this is just a blog, but this is what's going to happen next year. So I would not even think about the 925, just think about the 10.
And we'll talk about the staff meeting, since the staff's aware.
Any other questions on this?
So did we account for this in the budget for next year?
We talked about it.
We had the 3%.
I was late, so. Oh,
the 3% was is a cushion that's in there. But did we approve, and when we approved the whole budget, did that include an increase, the COLA increase?
That was 2%.
So can I let staff know that, or do we need to, when the budget's approved?
I think after the council.
Yeah, we did the
council approves it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's more
which will
be next month.
Yeah.
Okay. And reminder to return your economic
Did everyone, the deadlines,
May 1st.
Get penalized if not
yep.
Did everyone get their
They're going to be so big. They go low on the toilet. It was February when they mailed it. I sent it last year and she didn't get it and I had to do it again. She was like, this is your second notice. I was like, I sent the first one back.
Yeah.
I sent it back. Did yours get lost?
No,
and they didn't
they
get
had
it.
My address all mixed up and so I ended up faxing it in with the letter saying that,
I walk it over there and hand it to them. So here it is.
I think the second time I did walk it over there, so they couldn't say they lost it.
Okay.
All right. I don't see any reason to go into executive session, so I make a motion that we adjourn.
And if you're around on Saturday, you want to see a great reptile program, bring your kids and come by.
Wait. Oh, you can adjourn. It's not about.
We're adjourned.